Some nonprofits and outside organizations are keeping an eye on the superintendent search in Dallas. These groups work to bridge educational, economic, and social gaps in the district. And they told producer Stephanie Kuo, DISD's next leader needs to pay attention to diversity and to focus on basic skills and community involvement.
My name is Renato de los Santos. I am the director for the League of United Latin American Citizens in Northwest Oak Cliff, LULAC for short. We really need to reach out to the Latino leadership. We have a great cadre of young people graduating universities and going off, and they need to be connected to community and involved in the schools as mentors so that the young people can see people who maybe lived in their neighborhoods and they've gone on, make successes of themselves, and now are willing to come back.
My name is Lenita Dunlap, and I'm the executive director of Heart House. Heart House is a nonprofit that provides safety, education, and opportunity to refugee and underprivileged children. They have truncated education, some education in different refugee camps. And so if they're age 10, they're automatically put into the fifth grade, even though their reading levels are in second grade, first grade. Come sit with the families. Come learn about what's going on here in Vickery Meadow. Understand that 8,000 people are coming into our state alone, into this area, and we need to prepare the teachers to adequately serve a very diverse population.
My name is Catherine LeBlanc. I am the founder and executive director for Ketchup and Read in Dallas, Texas. Ketchup and Read is a reading intervention program targeting at-risk children in grades first through third. When we first started with DISD, there had not been formal training in literacy instruction for elementary kids. So what we observed was that to impact more than a handful of students, we need to empower the school leadership and raise the bar of teaching, raise the bar of excellence.
My name is Edward Turner. I'm an education organizer for the Texas Organizing Project. We are a nonprofit organization that organizes low-income families around issues of education, neighborhood, jobs, immigration, social justice issues. So my advice to the superintendent would be to listen to parents and the community, make the school the central hub of the entire community. It's really giving parents a real voice and letting parents know where their true power lies and how to utilize it.